I'm joined in the studio by two women because there's a fantastic event on next week, Dip in the Nip. And I'm joined by Breeda Dyland, who's from Kerry Cancer Support Group, and Michaela Edwards from Wildwater Adventures. Dip in the Nip, Michaela, it's fairly self-explanatory. It kind of does what it says in the tin, I think.
Yes, but it's a ladies-only event. This is our fifth annual event. We meet at dawn at a secret location. That's just told a couple of days before to anybody who's booked into it. And we go for a dip. Yeah.
And how have the first 4 years gone? How has it kind of progressed, and how have the events been?
So initially, I suppose we were looking about, I was really focused on, you know, raising money, you know, for a vital charity, especially the cancer charities. But I think since then it has progressed. It's become a kind of a different event. It's not really so much about what we raise, although every ticket counts, but it's more, it's become kind of a spiritual kind of togetherness, empowering women. You're leaving all your inhibitions behind, and everyone coming from the same place, and it's just amazing. It's been a very special event.
And Breeda, one of the charities that it's raising money for is Kerry Cancer Support Group, and Recovery Haven is the other charity.
Yeah.
How important is that fundraising for you, and what does it help you do?
I suppose it's massive for both charities, because cancer incidence is growing all of the time, and both charities are getting busier and busier all of the time, Mark. So the all funds raised go into the services that both of us provide. And it's vital. It's also vital, I suppose, in raising awareness of what we do. And what we, like last year, Kerry Cancer Support Group, we transported over 5,000 appointments, which is huge, considering we're hugely reliant on events like Dip in the Nip to keep us on the road and keep the wheels turning. So that's what the event will ultimately provide, you know. Recovery Haven then provides counselling and outreach services, and they do support groups and things like that. So I suppose while we look after the same kind of patients, but we provide different services, but ultimately the funds go to doing kind of the same thing. The Dip in the Nip is one of a lovely event for I know we don't want to discriminate, but it is women only. And the first year I went down there, like, what is beautiful is when you see and you hear that camaraderie on the morning, and people are a bit apprehensive maybe first off, but we've had women come back. You think that this is going to be like one of those bucket list things, this thing that you'll do once, but we've had women come back year after year after year and bring friends back. And that's what I would encourage, you know, if it's one of those things that you might be thinking, oh, will I, won't I, you know, or will I go with a friend? You should really come along, because what we see afterwards and what women feel like afterwards, and that whole camaraderie on the beach after it happens, it's unreal. It really is.
Yeah, and I was going to ask that as well, because there's probably people listening who haven't done it before, haven't gone before. What can they expect from there? It kind of seems almost celebratory, or kind of, you know, empowering, I suppose.
Yeah, I did it the first time. I'll just talk about my own experience of doing it, and I was so nervous about stripping off and bearing all, and I was nearly sick in my stomach, the thought of it, literally, like, for days beforehand. And then I did it, and I was like, this was just, I didn't expect to get so emotional about it all. And then the following year, I had no problem just throwing off the gown, and in I walked and not a bother. And because nobody's looking at anyone, because everyone is naked, it's just normal. It just normalises it, you know, and everyone leaves all their inhibitions behind.
And everyone's like, probably there for their own reasons as well.
Yeah, because you have women, like last year I was next to a lady, she was recovering, she just got the all clear. Somebody else who was the first time bearing after a mastectomy, and she had her scars, and she was apprehensive about that. There was another group of women, and had some ashes of their close friend that they were celebrating. And people just come to remember. And yeah. Also, I think a lot of people that have recovered from cancer even 10 years, 15 years before, they come to support other people. And a lot of people have nothing to do with cancer. They're just doing it for their own their own reasons, you know.
Yeah. But it's a great way, I suppose, for people who maybe have been on that journey to, I suppose, try and get back a bit of confidence in themselves as well.
It certainly is, and you see that. You see that, and you have, you'll have people. They may come on their own, but invariably you will see the groups coming down in the cars together. You know, and go on that beach, and they are supporting each other. We had a fabulous family group came last year, and they'd all gotten matching dungarees for the event, and they were just fantastic. And they were all going down. They were going down remembering somebody, and. It was amazing just to see that, you know, and that hour of the morning, and they're all bubbly, and they're all laughing, and they're all, you know, and the best, I think the best moment every year is when they form this, like, you know, circle in the water, and the Rose of Tralee rings out at sunrise, you know, in the water. It's just fantastic, you know. It's not like the Rose of Tralee above in the MTU or down on Denny Street anyway, but it's a really emotional rendition of it, and it's fantastic. It's not one now you'll see on, we won't have videos of it or anything, but it's, look, you know, if there's any lady out there who wants to come down and see what that's like, you really need to be there on the day. It's fantastic.
And Michaela, it must take a lot of work to put together. Is there a big team and a big effort to put it all together?
Well, not really. It kind of runs smoothly now.
Yeah,
because the staff from both charities help out with registration and parking and all that kind of side of it. And then we supply the lifeguards, our female crew lifeguards and stuff like that. So it's all, they do the safety talk and safety brief and everything. So it's
yeah, we actually have Vanguard E down there as well. So it's
a bit of everything.
It's like, all, you know. Yeah, it's all female, you know. Yeah.
And they're all ages, all sizes. I remember last year it was an 86-year-old lady.
Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah.
I think she was probably our oldest so far.
But I think so,
I was in the water one year anyway, and this lady passed me by, and she was back doing the backstroke. And she was definitely in her 80s as well. Like, it was just amazing. Like, yeah.
It is. It's lovely. And then come out of the water after, and we have the fabulous ladies who volunteered their time every year to come down and give the tea and coffee after. And
Brenda White. And
Brenda. And it's like, you know, and they nobody rushes off after. It's everybody sticks around.
We even had ukulele. Somebody brought the ukulele last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a few songs.
Yeah.
It was just lovely having the cups of tea and a few spot prizes. And
excellent. And how do people get involved, importantly, and when is it on? And obviously you can't say where, but when is it on? How do people get involved?
So it's on next Saturday, and the swim is at 7 a.m. Once they book the ticket. It's all within 20 minutes of Tralee anyway, so they can have that in their head when they're buying the ticket. It's Eventbrite, so all they need to do is just search Dip in the Nip, Kerry, Eventbrite, on Eventbrite, and we'll pop up. And then they can get their ticket and they'll get an email then to say, you know, the day before where it's on.
Yeah, and importantly, as you both mentioned, open for everyone.
Yes, over 18 adults.
Yeah. Female.
Females.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's very important. Yeah. Not exactly everyone, but Yeah, super. Awesome. Well, listen, guys, best of luck with it. And,
thanks so much.
I hope you have a fantastic event. I'm sure you will. And I'm sure lots of people will turn up and you'll have a great day. But thanks very much for coming and sharing that with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mark.
No problem
Thank
at all.
You.